You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
The Game of Thrones Starbucks Cup. What's Inside? By Angela Watercutter. In case you missed in last night's episode, or haven't been on hashtag GOT Twitter today, someone seems to have left a Starbucks cup sitting on a table in that revelry scene on Sunday's Game of Thrones. People are freaking out. An investigation has been called for. People want oral histories. Fans are already calling it the best thing that happened in Season 8, Episode 4. But we have a more important question. What's in that cup? Also, is it really from Starbucks, like many are suggesting? The logo doesn't look quite right. These are our most educated guesses. 10. Actual booze. Not like, you know, the fake grape juice crap that cast has to spend most of the shoot drinking. 9. Triple espresso. Hey, at least it explains why Tormund was even more wide-eyed than usual. 8. Plot holes. There are still so many unanswered questions on this show. Maybe this cup contains the reason Sam seems to have completely forgotten that John's girlfriend killed his dad and brother, amongst other things. This cup is barely a grande, but it's full of secrets. Speaking of, did you know Dany gets a new braid every time she wins a battle? True story. 7. Water. No one ever drinks anything but wine or ale on this show. Dany is the only one with decent skin because she is the only one who knows how to hydrate. 6. Orange mocha frappuccino. At least, that's what Emilia Clarke told Glamour was her drink. Though, now that she's in Winterfell, it's possible she's switched to drinking flat white walkers. Everyone has. 5. Poison. Dany was going to give it to Sansa, thought better of it, left. 4. Male tears. Before you sits Daenerys Stormborn of House Targaryen, rightful heir to the Iron Throne, rightful queen of the Andals and the First Men, protector of the Seven Kingdoms, the mother of dragons, the Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, the Unburnt, the breaker of chains. Before her sits a cup of all the tears of men who loved and died for her, only for her to fall for her nephew, Jon Snow, knower of nothing. Seriously, this all still really feels out of character. 3. Jon's 23andMe spit sample. He'd really like just to double and triple check that whole being a Targaryen thing, you know? 2. A rabbit hole. Get too curious about this cup's contents, and you'll find yourself Googling TV and movie continuity errors for at least an hour. 1. Dunno, really? But our guess is that it was left there by the same dumbass who thought it was fine not to leave anyone behind to protect Dragonstone from Euron Greyjoy while everyone was off fighting White Walkers.